Just in case there's anything we missed in this afternoon's rock and roll news, here's Jeep Holland of A-Square Productions up in dynamic Ann Arbor, Michigan. He's going to fill in any lost details. Here's Jeep.
Hello, hello, Jerry. Hello, rock and roll news. We've got a couple of interesting things. We've got a flash announcement. Those of you who have been waiting patiently to discover, is there truly a Rationals album? Will it truly be released? You know, does Larry Feldman exist? Well, yes to all those things. And I must say, the album is going to surprise an awful lot of people. I finally got a chance to hear it over the weekend, and it's a mother, as they say. It's not anything at all like you expect. It's everything that you would hope for, and it shows the progression of the Rationals from the old R&B days of a young Mitch Ryder group on into something more intricate and developed, and it's very, very beautiful. It'll be released December the 1st or thereabouts. Tentatively, they scheduled it for the 1st. They hope sooner, but we don't know for sure. And it'll be on Crew Records, contrary to earlier reports. I guess Mr. Crew flipped over it and is going to do full-fledged advertisement nationwide on it. Good. Heard from the Catfish. They're doing it again. Not only did they tear up Philadelphia over the past weekend, they are now in New York about to bombard the Fillmore tomorrow night, where they headline. That's right. The good old Catfish, Bob Hodge and Jimmy Opner and the rest, will be headlining the Fillmore tomorrow night. As well as, they've been asked to return to Philadelphia on November 30th to co-headline with Jethro Tull a very large concert. If you want to understand why they're that good, be at the Grandy in about 2 weeks when they return home for their first appearances in this area, and wait for their album, which should be coming out in the stores available the second week in November. It's a mind-blower and very, very good. Lots of rumors flowing about All the Lonely People, that fantastic group from Ann Arbor who have been signed and unsigned, according to rumor, to, you know, several major labels. As of about 10 minutes ago, Bill Galmisi insists they have not signed with anyone yet. They're still looking over offers from several different companies. And the group, meanwhile, is getting better and better and better, as anyone who was at GMI yesterday will be glad to attest. There's a group that's going to happen and happen all the way. For those Frost fans who are getting frostbite waiting for the album to come out, the poor, harassed, and harried young lady who answers the phone at JK Distributing insists that that album was sent to them on Friday and they expect it in any moment, which possibly means by Wednesday it'll be in the stores, we hope. Meanwhile, another new release from a local group, Brownsville Station, on Mr. Punchy Andrews' Hideout label, with a rock and roll picnic-type record on one side and Jailhouse Rock on the other. It's getting a lot of local airplay. I hope it picks up and Detroit does a number with it, as it looks like both Tonight by the MC5 and Sweet Lady Love have jumped on the charts finally in the Detroit area. Aside from that, not a great deal more to say. I expect the album releases will say it for themselves when they come out. That's it.
Pizza for peace. Yes, we at WABX have solved the most pressing problem facing our world, the search for peace. The answer, of course, is pizza. Only pizza can bring about true international brotherhood and understanding. If everyone would just get down and eat just one piece of pizza for peace, then all wars would end. We could dismantle all the rocket warheads and replace them with pizza peace bombs. Give the Marines pizzas to throw instead of grenades. You can all join in. All you have to do is eat a piece of pizza for peace. Remember, to make it a piece of Carmen's Pizza. Carmen's has 9 locations ready to deliver till midnight weekdays until 2 a.m. on weekends. Just call 527-6435. Or you can visit the Carmen's at 14,200 Gratiot and get together with lots of other peace-loving pizza mongers. Remember, Carmen says, Papa Pizza for peace.
Well, that should do it for right now. Another rock and roll newscast brought to you by Carmen's, the friendly people at Carmen's at 7 Mile and Gratiot on the east side of Detroit. Join us every Monday at 7 o'clock for rock and roll news on WABX.
This is WABX in Detroit.
Unisex, one sex. Two sexes, two sex I, one sexes. Well, if you are confused about sex-minded fashion, escape to the very feminine Great Escape, where you can find your own identity. Authentic styles from the 30s and 40s emphasizing the softness, the roundness, the femininity of today's new woman. The woman of today thinks and behaves for now. Her clothes reflect the image of her independent yet captivating nature. Remember, if you want to be framed in glasses, out-of-sight eyewear is now available at The Great Escape. The Great Escape, 1475 South Woodward in Birmingham. The Great Escape for the sex called woman.
All right, this is Miller on ABX for the sex called woman. And the Rock and Roll Newscast, our timing on that one was almost perfect. We started 2 minutes after, ended about 17 after, a little minute or so there. So that was, last week it ran about 20 minutes, so we were getting better. All right, we mentioned this afternoon and a little earlier that we were going to play for you tonight some tapes we got from our friends at KMPX in San Francisco that are taken from a soon-to-be-released album called The Masked Marauders. Now, let's see, an issue of Rolling Stone that came out about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago or so had a review of this album written by T.M. Christian, one of the record reviewers, in which he ran down the whole thing. I don't have a copy of that at hand. Two copies of that have grown legs and walked out of the radio station in this period of time, so I don't have that to refer to run down the complete background. As nearly as I can recall, that article in Rolling Stone said that there had been some recording sessions in Canada produced by Al Kooper, and that the participants, according to the Rolling Stone, now this isn't me saying this, I'm just passing along to you what we've heard, according to the Rolling Stone, McCartney, Mick Jagger, Bob Dylan, and John Lennon were among the participants in it. Now, we have a tape that's arrived from California, and we have also a bit more background. This is from the latest Rolling Stone. We're going to run through the article that's most current on the subject of Masked Marauders. It's from the Rolling Stone, and it's a Dateline New York. There have been countless queries from all sections of the nation concerning the Masked Marauders on Deity Records, which was reviewed in the previous issue. Because the album, which is said to feature McCartney, Jagger, Cooper, Dylan, George Harrison, Steve Cropper, and John Lennon, is of special interest, our reviewer, that is the Rolling Stone reviewer, took the unusual step of constructing his comments from a pre-release acetate. The album has not been released, and due to some last-minute remixing, may appear in slightly different form from what was described in that issue of Rolling Stone. Deity has assured Rolling Stone that the differences will be slight. Record stores and distributors have been swamped with orders from Buffalo to Boston and so forth. One acetate was inadvertently leaked to a San Francisco station KMPX for a few plays of Can't Get No Nookie and also Cow Pie, which are a couple things that are included, and Duke of Earl. Well, those are the three tracks that we have. Airplay came to an abrupt end when Deity apprehended and promptly fired the party responsible for giving the acetates to KMPX, it says here in Rolling Stone. In firm adherence to the underground nature of the product, the artists themselves are keeping mum. Dylan is, as ever, unreachable. Jagger, and there's a quote here, has been in Australia all the while. Lennon and McCartney are said to be deeply immersed in the music industry. Until more can be revealed, the Rolling Stone can only echo Al Kooper's response to questions about the LP. No comment. A spokesman has added that, has revealed that pressings are scheduled to begin at factories in New Haven, Toronto, and Denver in the middle of the month with the aim of getting the single, Can't Get No Nookie, backed with Cow Pie, the record stores in early November in order to hype sales for the upcoming double disc album slotted for the Christmas season issue. Okay. Meanwhile, Rolling Stone apologizes for having set ripples in motion prior to the actual physical splash itself, at least to those dealers and consumers who have been inconvenienced. Now, according to Rolling Stone, what you're about to hear is this combination of musicians performing a song called Can't Get No Nookie and featuring, allegedly featuring, the voice of Mick Jagger.
Nookie, nookie, take one. One, take two, take two. One. Two.